But anyway, this Sunday night, we were walking up to the Mormon Memorial. And when we were going up the Pub Hill, Father and Mother and my sister and me, and this choir came along in his Giolotti thing he had, you know? Car.
What? Oh, his car?
Yeah.
What kind of a car was it?
Oh, well, there's no roof to it, see.
Is that that three-wheeled car?
No, to a two-wheeler. Oh. Where, and there was the man that did drive it. Do you know what? It made me feel so anxious when I think of all these things. And the squire sat side by side. And when he came to the fact, I suppose we was... Usually there were a whole stream of people going up, but... The best I can remember, we were on our own, a distance from anybody else. And the squire stopped, and he told Gladys and me that we had to get up and ride in the back. You just ride back to back. And you know what young girls are. Gladys looked at me, and I looked at her, and Father knew perfectly well that he had no chance to refuse, or we didn't have any chance to refuse. We had to do it. Because the squire would have been nearly demanding it, you see. So, of course, Gladys and I had to get up in this car, and see all the way up, face the people. You know, after we did pass the people, well, they were looking at us, because we were sat this way, you see, they were coming forward. And I can remember she and I were most embarrassed about it, you know. Young girls, you know, you would think you're all right, don't you? Didn't want to ride with the squire, but she can remember it as well. And anyway, we didn't come back with him, but we did go up with him. And in those days, this Sophia of my mother's sister, she were living with us for a long, long time when my mother were ill. And she used to have to attend a clinic in Glastonbury for TB. So Mother used to hire Fred Little's pony and trap. And that's the way people used to go to the street of Glastonbury, hire the trap for 3 and 6 pence. And take her into the clinic. And, you know, if my father and mother had some relations out at Pennard, and sometimes they'd go for the day, for the Sunday, always hire Fred Little, because they lived in the house where the Wileys lived. Hire the pony and trap, too.
Were there other people that you could hire a pony and trap from?
I don't think so. I don't know of anyone.
Just Fred Little?
Yeah. Classy, when he lived down there, he had a very, very old car. Well, that were nearly like a mini bus, really. Cloth hood and that. He did do a bit of hiring, because I remember he took my mother and father to Bristol.